Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee Incorporated, Third Dome. I am Todd Higgs.
Atta baby Tony.
Boom! Boom! Nope. Boom! It's Bubba Gumpino, he's Canadian Station's Beard of Wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sia. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
A lot of day baseball.
Tons of day baseball.
Shocking, really. You're not used to it. Shocks the senses.
It does, but that's just, it's a get out there.
Smelling salts.
Right, pal? It's Wednesday. It's a get out there.
How it goes.
And then we play series Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday's a get out there. Dangerous days.
I think today is a good day, though.
Yeah, Wednesdays are a little nicer than Sundays.
Yeah, Sundays are just cruel.
That's why Tuesdays I normally love. Tuesday, I had a good night last night. I was 5-2 last night. You boys said you did not have the best of nights.
3-4. We scraped it together. And it was an ugly start. It was ugly early.
I went 0-4. And we're laying juice, boys. We're talking favorites. We're talking favorites in the -140, -190 range.
You had the Yanks. Didn't pan out.
No, just nobody hit.
Give Luis Castillo the Cy Young.
Two
now.
Very good starts.
So part of why I love baseball is that I like listening to baseball.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Sometimes I'll just straight up listen to the radio, but sometimes I'll listen to the TV guys do it too and just not really watch, take out my contacts and just be blind.
I like it.
Last night, Michael Kay in the Yes broadcast just had the Jonas Brothers like into interview, right? And they just had him call a whole inning. They just called
the Jonas Joe Bros?
The Jonas Bros. Yeah.
They called what's his name's first hit. The fucking stud rookie's first hit. It was called by the Jonas Brothers.
It wasn't his first, I don't think. I think he had
it. Yeah,
hit.
It was.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was his second hit.
We had a 3/4 of a team ride on Padres early. Okay. That was good.
They lost.
I was in the Cubbies.
That was good for the first five.
They lost.
You had the full game.
Yeah, they
not
lost.
The full game.
The other way around, I had Cubbies first five, which didn't come home, but the full game Cubs would have came home. Sandy Alcantara, 1-0 gem against Kenta. Kenta threw. That game took 1 hour and 57 minutes.
One bob. It was one solo shot. That was all.
Buckos plus a half with Ronzi. Fucking. Are they about to sweep? They about to sweep right now?
Yeah, it's ugly out there.
Blue Jays and Royals under came home for first five and just the total game for that number. I'm done betting against the Braves.
Yeah. I was going to say yesterday.
Same guy hit a home run back-to-back nights.
Austin Riley crushes the baseball, dude.
And then the Orioles came home. Mariners and the Mariners. So that was a fucking beautiful one. In NHL, I personally went 1-1. The +1.5 with the Sabres covered, but somebody lost.
Vegas lost in OT.
Vegas lost. How'd you do, NHL?
Lost Vegas, but we lost Coovers too. But we had I was on the Devils.
Yeah,
that
you
was
were. Yeah, you were.
Oilers Kings went under.
Oh yeah, I had Oilers too. Oilers against the Kings.
And NBA was
Yankees one. Gates died with the Kings.
NBA was 1-1 too. Minnesota, the T-Wolves won.
I don't know.
T-Wolves won. Brucey, right? We were on him.
Celtics backdoor 2.5 without Jalen Brown.
And then was I on the Pelicans last night? -4?
Yeah.
They did not cover that.
Yeah. That was what fucked my parlay. They fucking lost the game outright. Yeah, that's what it was. I was 2-1. I was like, why the fuck did I lose that parlay?
Cavaliers -4.5, won by 4.
Real quick, before
Lakers Warriors moneyline parlay.
Before we talk to the junkies here.
Yep.
If you want to give them a call, there's a 4:10 Angels in Seattle. It's flexing day. Shohei versus flexing. I'll be staying away.
Yeah, I mean, I got to do it. Tough spot to throw flexing into, but I'll take the half. You're a half. I have no choice. You
okay.
I'm actually full game there +1.5, and it's kind of like
Mariners.
Yep. And to me, it's like really like sort of that the like why I bet full games is this is a perfect example. I think Shohei will show out, and then the bullpen will blow it.
Okay. I don't love that they're throwing flexing around. Like, he pitched, like, 4 innings out of the pen.
He's that guy. He's their guy right now. That's who he is in the rotation.
I love
flexing. Listen, don't worry, pal. One of the starters will get an injury, and flexing will be in the starting rotation.
He should be in there over Marco Gonzalez every time, but I think they want to have a – he's the only lefty they got.
And then I got nothing for Manoah and Greinke tonight either.
Oh, Royals +0.5. Manoah.
He looked terrible.
Was a mess in St. Louis.
I still
like Greinke. Greinke looked good
for a start. He did. I need to see him do it a couple times.
Hey, Bruce knows about that royal blue, my friend.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm actually playing that one on the half all with right. you.
later, we will do NBA NHL tonight. With footy tomorrow. We got any footy for tomorrow that we'll do?
No, later? There isn't tomorrow. Man U and Newcastle up at the half.
We'll do that. Right now, though, we are going to welcome our good friends because it is basically the Super Bowl of golf starting tomorrow. What? What?
It's just one of them.
Yeah, I know.
He's aware.
What did I say?
You said good friends.
So you were throwing up a one.
Well, the Tour Junkies are good friends represented by one.
Tour Junkie.
Mr. Barnett.
And this guy's a junkie.
Yeah. Fucking for the tour, okay? Not for drugs. Maybe, though. I don't know well enough. Maybe for drugs. I don't know. But definitely for the tour. I don't even know if it's just the PGA Tour. Could be the DP World Tour as well. Could be the LIV Tour. Could be the Asian Tour. Could be the European Tour. Could be a junkie for all the tours. I'm not sure. We'll ask him right now. Fucking Dave. Hi. Welcome back, Dave.
Oh, boys. Welcome back. It's been a couple weeks. Good to see you.
Are you a junkie for all the tours?
You know, fun little known historical fact about Tour Junkies. 8 years ago, when we were deciding our name, we were this close to being PGA Junkies.
Ah, so.
And then look at what happened. You know, I mean, we would have put ourselves in a box with Liv and DP and the ladies.
Never put yourself in a fucking box, okay?
Tour Junkies is better, I would say.
Yeah.
And like you could just
never put the junkies in a box.
Yeah, dude. You could just be Grateful Dead podcast also. You know,
we could do that too.
Correct. Yeah, if golf ever goes under, you could be a tour junkie.
You guys, that should be your merch. You should have like the Grateful Dead tour shirt, but tour junkies.
Something to think about.
That one's free.
With our squirrel mascot.
Yeah, well, that one's to you, boys. That one's free. Next one's going to cost you. Just kidding. Just kidding. We talked about it the other day. Is this the biggest? Well, no. The question was framed to us. What's your favorite major? Is this your favorite major? Well, you live in Augusta, right? And is this the biggest major?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes to both. Okay. Of course, it's my favorite major. I mean, I've literally born and raised right here, been a bunch of times. And I mean, if you've been to the Masters and you go to any other major, you'll see how much better the tournament is run and what the experience is like. So there's no way if you've ever attended, you could say it's anything other than the Masters.
Advantage for them being the same place every year.
This is true. I do think it is the best one, though. Like, there are obviously things we love about the Open. I think is obviously usually everyone's second favorite. You love waking up early to golf. Mm-hmm. You love the style of golf and the courses and the guy on the first tee going,
"Hell yeah!"
Now on the tee, Rory. You know, you really like that.
Good accent.
But I think overall, though, nobody does it better than Augusta this week.
Okay. Par 3 is going on right now. You were out at the course yesterday. Rain is in the forecast for Friday. Gets real bad Saturday. Gets cold Saturday. Sunday, and potential Monday finish. What are you hearing? What was the scuttlebutt around the course? What are the floor is yours for kind of all of that stuff?
Okay. We've got a really good friend who is high up on the grounds crew at Augusta.
Okay.
And I was messaging with him this morning, and I asked him a few things that I think we all need to understand. I said, you know, first of all, do you guys see any lightning in the forecast, or is it just rain? He says, we're only seeing rain. We're only worried about rain right now. We're not worried about thunderstorms. I said, cool. So if that's the case, how bad does it have to get for you guys to stop, delay, postpone play? And he said, we have to have standing water. They will play in the rain. If it's standing water, it's a no-go. Well, the likelihood of standing water is very, very low because it's not that much rain coming, and Augusta has sub-air under every single fairway and green to suck the moisture out of the ground. If they need to flip those on during the day, they will, and if they have to flip them on overnight, I'm sure they will. So I don't see any reason that we think there could be some sort of pause in the action, which I think is important to know when you're thinking about, like, potentially a side of the tee times that might have a better advantage on like Friday or something.
Yeah. Will it with all of that, and because it's the course is up and down and the drainage is so good, will the greens still be the same greens? Will they still have the same speed? Will it still be if you miss by a foot here, you're going to be rolling off into a creek versus if you're a foot left, you're going to be rolling to 5 feet? Is that with the rain, is that still, are the greens still going to be as tough as they normally are, do you think?
I think so. What I've heard so far from a couple players is like, yeah, they were a little more receptive. Pitch marks were a little more noticeable, but barely, and kind of maybe even on pace for what they might do by tomorrow morning. I mean, you know, everybody's off the golf course, off the big golf course now. So if they want to start flipping the sub air on and sucking all the moisture out of those greens right now, they can get them as fast as they want to get them, and they'll be fine by tomorrow morning. So I think for at least Thursday and Friday, unless the forecast really changes and we get a downpour, I think Thursday and Friday are going to play, the greens are going to play normal. Okay. I think they're going to be firm. I think they're still going to be fast, just like Augusta wants them. The only difference might be like some of those collars and fringe areas. Like I'm thinking about like 15. You go for it on 15, you hit it short, it starts to trickle down. If it's a little more wet, it could stop instead of rolling in the pond. Shots like that may be a little different. Now, if Saturday happens and it just rains and rains constantly all day, you know, they may not turn on the sub air for the whole day and like let it go the whole day. So it could get a little softer. We're just gonna have to watch it.
And that's all important information, because if the greens are more receptive, and then like we talked about it later, like guys who are longer shots who aren't the guys who are just fucking pinpoint with every single shot will be more receptive to the greens, which gives them a better chance.
Yeah, and obviously too, like Augusta wants the complete test. And so that also means that when you miss greens, you know, you're going to have a good short game to make up for it. And that's going to show itself if they're firm and fast. So, I mean, I'm telling you, unless it's just an absolute monsoon, which it is not projected to be, Augusta will have it playing damn near as close as they want it to play.
All right, let's get into it. Scoot, Rory, Rom, those are your three favorites by a decent amount.
How many units has Brucey Brian put on Scoop so far?
I've not hammered Scotty yet. I actually haven't placed a wager yet. I've been holding good out, boy. Waiting, and good looking boy. Forward to this conversation. Of those three, I like Rombo the best heading into this one. I read in a few places that he's like had a drop off in form. In my mind, the guy just got sick basically and then lost the match play. So yeah, I don't know why we're sleeping on Rom. He's 950 versus the 700, and that's a big difference to me pre-live.
Could not agree more. And who's the jackass that wrote that his form has slipped lately? Like, yeah, who in the world? Who published that? That is ridiculous.
I actually don't remember where I read it, but I could find it and DM it to you.
are we like a month from talking about John Rahm being the greatest player and winning everything? He's already won three times like in 2023.
They're saying he's got to like regain the form from a month ago, and I'm like, it's a month ago.
See, Rom was also my top guy as well. I mean, Rom, Rory, and Scoot, they're all favorites for the same reason. But it just for some reason I can't trust Rory.
Same. I don't trust him at all.
How could you at 7-1? It's crazy. On Saturday, he might be 25-1.
Could
that's also true. But I mean, like, why? I don't understand why any of the odds makers, except for the fact that they know Rory's the heart pick, right? So everybody wants Rory to win, so they're going to be more inclined to bet him. So if they're like, hey, the same amount of people are going to bet him if he's 9-1 as he is if we put him at 7-1. So that's the only way I can see him being shorter than Rom. But it makes no sense that Rory would be shorter than Rom. And I do think he said it in the press conference yesterday. He's like, physically, I have everything I need to win this golf tournament. It's been the mental and emotional side for him. And how does that get any better with every year you don't win, not just the Masters, but you don't win a major since 2014? Like, think about how many majors since 2014 we've all just been in love with Rory's chances to win. And just knew Rory was going to win.
After it didn't happen at the Open last year, I think I completely gave up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
a lot of pressure. All the pressure, too.
Let's talk about the big dog real quick. Obviously, I'm not expecting Tiger to win. No. We'll get to Siwoo. I'm not expecting Tiger to win. I don't think anybody's expecting Tiger to win. But have you heard anything about Tiger around the course? So we bet him to potentially make the cut. I know it's supposed to be warm tomorrow, which is good for his legs, good for his back. Temperature doesn't drop till Saturday. What's going on with old El Tigre?
Yeah, old Eldrick, man. He's not happy about the forecast.
No, he's not.
He said that yesterday. I think he's going to make the cut. I mean, and the odds are like what, like 165 minus 165. He makes the cut or something like that. Which, you know, is not juicy enough for me to get involved. But I mean, I'm sure the true odds are like minus 150 that he should make the cut. So it makes sense. Obviously, this limited field and all that. But and the first 2 days being the easier definitely helps him. So I could see him making the cut.
He's actually -192 to make it now.
192.
Wow. I'm not laying that.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
No,
I mean he could withdraw on day two easily.
Yeah, I think the expected outcome for him is a T37 to T48. Nice. You know, like I just kind of feel like it's going to be somewhere in there with the weather the way it is.
Okay.
Go ahead. The kind of reports today about his leg and how it's, you know, just going to bother him forever and how, you know, obviously walking is the main challenge. It kind of dawned on me how fucking brutal it must be to, like, you know, you come out, you fire a birdie early and you know that you could still do it if it wasn't for your fucking leg. Like, that's got to be like almost its like own form of torture on top of obviously all the pain he's going through.
Yeah. All right, Dave, let's dive into your card. Who are you looking at this week? I mean, there's a laundry list of guys that people like, and they're all names that we all know. Is there anybody standing out that you like?
The guy that I've liked since like Friday, and nothing has changed. He's my favorite bet on the board, favorite value on the board. He's currently, I think his best number is 24-1 right now on FanDuel. I got him at 30-1 on FanDuel on Friday. It's Tony Finau.
Oh.
Where he be now?
Holy shit.
This guy.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
Us too, my friend. We're high on Tony.
I woke up yesterday. I'm like, why is nobody talking about Tony Finau 24-1? Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, listen. Okay. Let me paint you boys a picture. Okay.
The Masters
is all about the feels, right? You see, Tone, you're doing it. It's all about the feels. You want to feel it in your plums late on Sunday. And that's what the Masters makes you do. And the Masters, you want Masters winners that make you do the same. You know, when Patrick Reed won, it's like no one wanted Patrick Reed to win. Literally nobody. And I think more than any other tournament all year, especially majors, the Masters is the one where you just have the guy that you want to be like the picture perfect member, or you know, honorary member, whatever, for the rest of his life, that we're going to be watching for the next 50 years. You want him to be a good dude, right? Patrick Reed wins and everybody's pissed. Tony Finau is the epitome of what a Masters champion should be and should represent.
It's kind of how Adam Scott was. That's what kind of you got the feeling was when Adam Scott won.
Adam Scott, I mean, at the time, Bubba was, everybody kind of liked Bubba. Phil, of course. Even Hideki to an extent, who paid his dues for so long, and then the battle.
We'll get the
Lefty gonna break 90.
Go ahead, finish with Tony first, and then
I think he will. Okay, this Masters could be the year of the Finau family. Didn't his son? I'm pretty sure Tony's son won his age division in the drive, chip, and putt on Sunday, 13, 14 years old.
I know he was in full swing.
I know at least he won the driving portion and the chipping portion, which is just like his old man. And I think it was like average putting. I'm pretty sure he won. But like, I could just see all the feels on Sunday. But aside from that, like, obviously tremendous play at Augusta. Mm-hmm. Checks all the boxes statistically.
Yep.
The recent form is just fine. I've seen a couple people be like, oh, I don't know. His recent form's questionable too. I mean, you're not talking about miscuts and T50s. Like, you're talking about, oh, his bad form is what, a T24 and a T19 and a T20.
Those are fine.
That's one or two swings or shots or a break. He checks the trends from like being an old, 33 years old, having the previous appearances and check boxes at Augusta. I think Finau is very much in play. And I think he's in play whether the weather is good or if it's bad. I think he's either way. His short game is that good. He can save himself with it. I think he's my favorite bet on the board.
Which leads me to a quick question. Then we can get off the weather, and then we'll go to Brucey Bruce. Is there any players that we have to scratch off because of the rain that don't play well in the rain? Because I haven't really found that information.
Well, it's hard to say, like, in the rain. And, in fact, somebody
– or wind, because it's going to be a little windy, right? It's going to be a little
gusty. How do we feel about Morikawa?
Yeah, I don't feel as good. What I was going to say, and this almost really boned me at the players, if you remember.
Yeah, it does.
The problem with the wind can sometimes be more about at Augusta. Here's the problem. It may be less about how they flight the ball. Like, I don't think we're necessarily looking for a guy who's like, oh, if it's going to be windy, we got to find the low ball guy, because it's really only – we're only talking about, like, the gusts. The sustained winds aren't that bad, and the gusts at Augusta – are so hard to predict.
Yeah.
And unless you've played in that similar wind before and you have that experience and you know, okay, it's a northeast wind, and we know when it's a northeast wind, even though we don't feel it here, it's happening over here. So I think what it means is it gives an added bump to experience, and it gives an added bump to around the green play. Okay. Because if you misunderstand the gust and what the wind is doing, and then you inevitably miss these firm and fast greens, now you have to chip. And now I bring you to Colin Morikawa. This is why the windier for me, I'm a little less inclined here at Augusta for Morikawa.
Go ahead, Bruce.
So you touched on it a bit, but the guys that you necessarily don't want to see win, obviously the Live Tour guys are kind of carrying that bell nowadays. I'm curious about Joaquin Niemann and Mito Pereira, kind of that pair. And if you thought, like, of the Live guys, obviously DJ and Brooks will always be up there. If those two probably have the better odds of firing here.
And can I piggyback on top of that? Because I was going through, and there was a, I don't know if it was under tournament specials or prop, it was under props. Okay. And you could pick top Live player, and you could get pretty good, like, you get pretty good odds. Like, DJ's plus 500 to be top Live player. Like Mito or Joaquin, like, they're in the 1600s, 1700s, like, and that's not a that's not a huge group of guys. So I'm going to jump on top of that and see if you have a top Live player that you like.
Well, I have some things written down here. I didn't have the top Live player written down, but I did want to get your boys' thoughts on the 5-1 that you take a Live guy winning versus the field, which is intriguing. If you can't make up your mind between DJ, Brooks, Cam, maybe somebody else. The 5-1 Live boys seems like an interesting bet. I mean, and also it's also one where, like, if your other bets are dead on Sunday and now you're just cheering for chaos and you have that, you're like, well, let's do that. In terms of, Bruce asked about Mito and Niemann. I've been looking at both of them, and for some reason, like, Mito is getting a lot more love. Seems in the
has Niemann been able to get on the course without everybody hating him so much?
Yeah, I think they've been fine, Gub. Mito's been playing a little better. I think he's had a little bit better of a year on Liv. He's been more consistent so far, but this is his first time. So, I mean, I definitely don't think it's an outright bet. I don't think Niemann's an outright bet. He's had a few starts at Augusta and has the game for Augusta to do really, really well. Ball striker, long, short game, checks all those boxes, but he hasn't quite done it yet or come close. But I think Mito is an interesting top 10 bet for me. I could see him doing that. I mean, first timers aren't likely to win. We haven't seen that in forever, right? But that doesn't mean they can't top 10. I mean, hell, we almost saw Will Zalatoris win. We saw Minwoo Lee come close last year. We've seen it plenty. So I like Mito a fair amount, actually, as top debutant too. He's plus 490.
Yeah,
I have three possible debutants on FanDuel, and Mito was the first one at plus 490.
I was gonna say the Gaul is the favorite in that category. Who else did you like besides Mito in the top debutant?
I like Kitty. I like Kurt Kittyama at plus 650.
Svensson?
Only because, like, huh?
Nothing. Go ahead. Finish.
No, not Svensson. Did you see his you probably didn't. I'm going to send you a link to his video, to his interview yesterday. I don't know if he was baked out of his mind or if he – I don't know. It was very strange. Okay. I'll send you the video and I'll give you a breakdown on why. But, okay. I'm out on Svensson. Kurt Kittyama at plus 650, who played really well all season last year, including in difficult conditions, majors. Remember, he almost won the Genesis Scottish Open the week before the Open Championship, and Xander took it from him. Plays well in tough conditions, bomber. Obviously won the API. So I like him. Those are probably my two favorites, Mito and Kitty.
Do you have a favorite on the live? Because I could give you their odds on for top live player. Mine, I'm going to take a flyer on Gooch, plus 1,800.
Gooch is interesting. I mean, he played well here last year. Nobody's talking about him. Great iron player, which you have to have at Augusta.
Is he in jeopardy of losing his Masters invite?
Like, Gooch?
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of guys who are here because of where they ended last in the world year. Ranking at the end of 2022.
Yeah.
And since then, they've slipped drastically. So, I mean, there are a handful of guys who, you know, this could be their last and only Masters.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Or last Masters.
Kind of sad in a sense, too.
It is kind of sad. But did you have a top live player at the
top
of your
mind? No, I'm trying to find the odds.
So it's under.
Do you believe that Brooks is back? Do you think Brooks is all the way back?
I think he's definitely back to an extent, right? I don't know what all the way back – we've not seen it tested all the way back, but we're about to starting tomorrow. I mean, he said today that he was as healthy. He's healthier than he's been the last 2 years he's played in the Masters. Having the knee problems and all that stuff. He said, I'm finally able to like squat down and read a putt. I'm not having to walk in weird places on these undulating surfaces so that I'd avoid the pressure on my knee. I feel great. Game feels good. And obviously he's Brooks. Like, so he wants to show up and win a major. I think he's crushing it on the par three right now. So I think I saw he was like 200 through his first four holes on the par three. So he's throwing darts with the wedges.
Okay.
I think Brooks is interesting.
Jeez.
It sucks that he was 75-1 on Friday, but
now he's
You know, if you missed it, you missed it.
There
but I mean, it
there
might
was
still
a
be...
big crowd when he hit that puck to win it at the live.
You're an asshole.
There was. I didn't even see it.
You didn't catch
at
on the CW.
100 people. There.
I had two.
I didn't catch it.
Two more areas under props that I was looking at that I wanted to. Top senior player. Phil's plus 115 to be the top senior player. I mean, is there a chance fucking Freddie Couples or VJ takes him down, or can I take Phil at plus 115 to be the top senior player?
Dude, can we get Lefty to go on? If Lefty goes on a run, it'll be unbelievable. There's zero chance of it happening.
Dead silent at the
so
dinner.
Fucking electric.
Yeah, he's in fucking goblin mode.
Yeah, dude, he might be in villain mode.
Yeah, I think you left out Bernhard Langer, man.
He's the second shortest.
Don't sleep on Bernie.
You can't sleep on him, dude. I stayed away from that one. I didn't write that one down. I did involving Phil, but not taking Phil. There's a top lefty market, which I just love that. On FanDuel that they're that. Creative enough to give you a top lefty. And there's only four of them. One of them is Mike Weir. So there's only three of them. And then another one is Phil Mickelson. So
there's only two of them.
Hey, what about Corey?
Hold on. Give me
this. G-Live?
Give me the two. Give me the two lefties. Give me the lefty
like Bubba.
Bubba?
I like Bubba at plus 210.
People like Corey Connors this week, Vlad.
I like Corey Connors this week. I just dropped DB's Big Balls betting card on FourJunkies.com. It's dropped. I'm up 25 units on the season, strictly betting 25-1 outrights or longer. It's hard to do in the Masters. It sucks. It's going to be difficult, but Connors is on there, of course.
I'm also looking at Scoot to be the top former winner. He's plus 155 in that area. And, like, Jordo's there, but can I trust Jordo, DJ, who knows what's going on with DJ, Tiger, Patrick Reed? So really it's like
Jordo I was very interested in, and I do think that there's something to the Easter thing. the reason I haven't pulled and probably won't is that, you know, 17-1. Like, I just feel like I'm missing out on a 23-1, and that bothers me enough to not play him.
What about go ahead. Sorry.
I'm afraid I might have some FOMO if I miss that Jordan number, even at 17. I hope it. I don't know. It's tempting, Bruce. I'm with
what
you.
About Rombo to lead after the first at plus 1600? That sounds pretty good.
He does get out
to lead. I mean, if I'm
Rombo usually starts leader, strong if he's going to win this thing.
Yeah, if I'm gonna take a first round leader, I'm taking a bomb because it. I mean, we've seen like Charlie Hoffman, right? Like you can see the one guy that just goes nuts on Thursday, and tomorrow these guys. I mean, I talked to a couple of them that said this. Like, they know tomorrow is the day they got to go low because if Friday gets bad, especially if you're in the later part of the day and the weather holds up, they know tomorrow is birdie day, and so. It could be Svenny. It could be your boy Svensson that goes out and does it. So I would stay away from that one. I would just want a longer number. Plus, it's likely to get chopped because if you got guys tied. So I'd rather embrace the variance there and go long.
Okay.
Tony was saying he liked Patrick Reed. What do you think about that?
I never said that.
How about freaking Harry English on Lightning Bentgrass. His
Harris?
That
Harris English?
That nerdy,
get out the fucking bangers for Harry, dude.
In the nerdy strokes gained and putting on Bentgrass.
I've seen it.
That's a remarkable stat. Would that be the worst outcome for the game of golf? Just yes. Harris English nailing 14
footers. Could there be a more boring? I mean, he is a Georgia Bulldog, so he's got that going for him.
Christ. Yes, to answer your question, that'd be the worst.
that would be very boring.
Is there anything before we let you out of here that you just want to grace us with information?
Give us a bomb, dude. Give us a big bomb.
All right, you want a big bomb? Well, I already mentioned him a little bit, but I mean, if we're talking absolutely nuclear FBI open up knocking on your door because you knew
who told you put the bomb on?
Yeah.
I mean, we already talked about both of them, but Mito at 110-1 and Kitayama at 140-1. I mean, dude, Mito is one swing and actually is probably more one bad decision away from being a major champion at PGA at Southern National or Southern Hills. God dang it.
Yep. And with the move to live, like he has to go, you know? Like the pressure
and
shit or get off the
and
button.
Like I said, I told you Kitayama's a stick, man. He just won the API, which is not easy to do. He damn near won like three tournaments last year in tough conditions. He's got a caddy on the bag who's Bryson DeChambeau's former caddy, Tim Tucker. He caddied for other guys. He's been around the Masters a bunch. That'll help out the limited experience. Those are two first-timers. So, I mean, that's why they're bombs, as talented as they are. But I like those two. I do have a let me hit you with this. The top amateur category.
Yeah.
There's kind of a long shot in there. Ben Carr, who was the runner-up at the U.S. Amateur to Sam Bennett. And Ben Carr is he's a stud. He's from Georgia. His caddy's from Georgia. And his caddy's a former Augusta National caddy that I used to caddy with back in college.
Okay.
Knows the golf course, can steer his boy around a little bit. Okay. He's 11-1 in the amateur category. So, nice. Like, we've seen with amateurs.
Love that.
I mean, it's wild. It's not always the number one amateurs and the number two amateurs don't always show up and do it.
I you made me think of another question. Can I take Bryson and miss the cut at plus 108?
I literally have it written down. Oh, now it's plus 108. It was plus 116 like 3 hours ago.
Plus 108. Gotta get on it. Gotta get on it.
It was the night before Christmas. Presents are moving out the chimneys.
A bomb miscut that I wrote down. Then this is a bomb because the dude's playing so good. But
Brooks,
Tyrrell Hatton, to miss the cut. He hates this golf course. Yeah. Like he said it. He said he hates the golf course. He did miss the cut at Valero as the favorite. So I don't know like exactly why he even played there. If he was just kind of
he's just gonna be upset. Around. He's gonna be all upset in the rain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just the curmudgeonly, like, he doesn't have the grind-it-out kind of thing. So, at plus 250, I was looking for a stud to, like, give me some juice, and Hatton was the one that kind of jumped out at me from the...
I put the max.
I don't know.
Speaking of Connors, he's minus 155 to be top Canadian.
Nice. He will be.
Yeah, not a lot of competition there either, right?
No, Mackenzie Hughes, Svensson, and... The aforementioned Mike
walk around and show up.
I mean, Spence's ball striking is good, but I'm not feeling great.
Can I take Mito over Joaquin for a top South American player?
I like that. Is Joaquin the favorite there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that with Mito.
Mito's plus 120 in that little.
I think top South African, Charles Schwartzel at plus 165. Charles crushed it at Augusta the last like 3 years.
Against Louis Oosterhuizen?
Yeah, dude. Charles, look at what Charles has done at Augusta the last 3 years.
Okay.
I think he's beaten Louis. So he finished 10th last year, 26th in 2021, and then 25th in the COVID year.
Who are we going with top left-handed again? Bubba, plus 210.
Bubba, plus 210. Who's, I think when I turned it off, had the lead, tied for the lead at the par three.
Bubba loves Augusta.
That one.
He loves an exhibition.
That one I'm out on. Put me down as for the left.
That one you're on
top. Oh, you're on Phil? Are you going to take Phil plus money on top of senior player?
Yeah. Well, is he really?
Yeah, plus 115.
How is he?
Did you guys see the picture of the the champions breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or champions dinner?
Yeah. He's in fucking. He's in villain mode.
Yeah. He's in a bad spot.
He might have his ball with like a GPS thing that just like rolls it into the hole. People gotta look out Phil.
I'm starting to wonder if it's really him. Like, remember when he disappeared for forever and went off the grid after he set the comments and he was in like Montana?
Dude, he's
what if it's not him?
He's selling great coffee. I'm drinking it.
Why can't I find top top amateur player? I'll find it.
You know what I love doing on FanDuel, and you guys probably don't have time for this, but I think it's fun. Masters week, doing some top 30, and I go to top 30 because of the limited field, but like a top 30 round robin. You boys get down with any of that?
Yep, yeah, I just did a 15 player top 40 round robin. So
15, huh?
Yeah, it's like it's a little to win a lot. I mean, you just got to throw it out there.
So during this conversation, I put the max that FanDuel would allow me on Tony Finau. It's $833 to collect 20 grand.
That'd be Bruce just had a big hit on UConn, so he's
I'm feeling a little spicy this Masters.
Last time I was on, he had lost everything, but now it's good to see. I mean, now he's unit flexing on everybody. 800 max bet on Finau.
It's feast or famine. It's the way to live.
Yeah,
jeez, brother.
They've let everybody know where they can find your hours and hours and hours of content about the Masters and Masters betting for tomorrow.
They did a lot of it this week, man. I'm tired, dude. I don't know if you can see the bags under my eyes, but they're there. Everything's on Tour Junkies YouTube podcast and tourjunkies.com. Like I said, just drop the betting card. So go check out the betting card. That's a free like 5-minute read on tourjunkies.com.
How was the vibes yesterday at the course?
Oh, they were incredible. And I've been going like for 20 years, and I go in practice rounds all the time. I've never seen a practice round that packed. It was insane. Insane.
I'm excited.
So many freaking people. And I don't know if like just more people came or if the Masters just said, no, you know, we're going to sell more tickets. But it was nuts. And I think it was because Tiger was out there early and everybody got out there.
Did I see Brooksy playing with Rory? Did I see that? Is that weird?
Yeah.
Well, no, because like Brooks said it yesterday. He's like, you guys forget that we all live like in – they all live in Jupiter. They play and practice out of the same club. He's like, we text each other. So I don't know.
All right. Hey, honestly, we appreciate everything you did for us. This was awesome.
Thanks for having me on, boys. Always love it. Enjoy y'all's show. Have a great week. Sweating the Masters.
Yep.
It's the best. And then next week we have an elevated event at the Heritage.
Yes, we do. RBC in the beautiful Hilton Head Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's bend over, sir. Our bookies, boys.
Thank you, buddy. Good luck.
See ya.
All right, we got a lot of info there. Put in a lot of bets during that.
I put in one, and his reaction made me instantly regret it.
Which one was it?
Tony Finau.
No. I think he was just fucking shocked at your units.
Yeah, which is fair in the context of like, I just won $8,000, so. I was already like, I love Tony Finau, and then he just came in with Tony Finau, felt like, and I waited for this show to make sure that he didn't hate Tony Finau.
No, I like that. So,
bada boom, bada bing.
I did a lot of the same. All right, I'm going to roll through some of my guys that I like. And also, I also like, we didn't talk about it, I like Victor Hovland a lot. I'm going to have some money on Victor Hovland. Rami, Finau. Justin Rose, I should have asked him about. I kind of like Justin Rose. And I don't know if I'm going to put money on Tommy Fleetwood and Shane Lowry yet, but those six are kind of who I like at the top. And then tournament specials, a hole-in-one on 16 is minus 150. In on that. Scottie Scheffler's top former winner is 155. Phil, top senior player, plus 115. Bryson to miss the cut. Corey Connors, top Canadian, minus 150. I'm gonna go Mito, top Liv, he's plus 1,300. Bubba's top lefty, plus 210. Taylor Gooch is plus 1,800 for top Liv player. I took some matchups. I took Shane Lowry versus Minwoo. Took Tommy Fleetwood, minus 140 versus Patrick Reed.
Patty? I thought you loved Patty.
No. Victor Hovland versus Brooks. Jason Day versus Cam Young.
Jason Day always plays well.
Tony Finau versus Will Zalatoris. And those are my Masters bets right now. What do you got, Bruce?
I really do like the Mito from Liv. I probably will place a donation. Ooh. On to Uncle Phil.
I'm gonna put. Just, I like just that. For the vibes. I'm gonna put that hat and miscut on there too. If he truly hates the course that much.
Yeah, no, he does. He'll be all upset in the in the rain. But yeah, so like, I mean, I like Rom. That not the 950 best of the favorites.
Yeah.
Finau, obviously. Fucking Jordo could figure in, and then deeper down, I think it's probably Mito Pereira, and. Hair's fucking English.
Because of the bent grass.
I mean, the guy knows how to putt on the grass. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
He knows how to putt
on the grass. I'm already going to cash out this Finau bet. It's giving me, I'm nervous now.
I got to find Ben Carr for top amateur because that's always good
information. Yeah, I do need to find Ben Carr for top amateur. That's a great sweat, too. You'll just never know.
No. But the best part is they always show the amateurs every once in a while.
Yeah, on Sunday. Yeah. On Sunday you'll find out.
Yeah, you will.
But you're not sweating that thing
today. No. All right, let's do NBA tonight. I have one play, I think.
Knicks and Tan.
This is we talked about it yesterday on teams that are trying. Like, because there's what, three games left for these teams?
Yes.
Yeah, Brunson's out tonight, too.
Yep.
Actually, you know what? I was going to take the Pelicans, but no, I'm going to take the Pelicans.
Who they got?
They're at home against the Grizz, who are like 1-5 ATS in their last six. I know the Pelicans let me down, was it last night? I'm going to give them another chance. I'm going to give them, I don't love that one, but I'm going to do it.
Give me the Clippers money line. Lakers on a back-to-back went to overtime.
And let's not forget, fucking Russ Westbrook revenge game.
Don't say that.
Russ Westbrook revenge game. I mean, he's shooting 30% from three this year, so he's a dog. We're taking him under 1.5 three-pointers made. We're taking Russ under 17 points because we all know he plays horrible in big games, and when the defense knows what he's trying to do, they're not going to let him just get to the rim and get foul shots. And then we're also going to take LeBron James triple-double, and that's at plus 1,175.
I've never heard a big I hate Russ spike bet in my life.
Followed, I hate Russ. I love LeBron.
Followed by a LeBron triple-double.
I mean,
you could have just said I hate Russ and I love LeBron.
Okay, so Russell Westbrook under 1.5 three-pointers at even money is a pretty great fucking bet, honestly. That should be minus like 100 and fucking 90, 200, 210. I would love that. I would still take it. Under 17 points, why would he have like, I just don't understand why he would have 17 points tonight. He's not that good. He's getting a juice number because he had a 30-point game last week. He really hasn't followed up good games ever. And then also the Lakers getting points tonight is kind of criminal with just the situation of these two teams. I mean, 4.5 points is what I took it at. Plus 4.5 for two teams that have the exact same home record, the exact same away record, the exact same record, everything that matters in the playoffs. I just think that's wild that this isn't a pick 'em. I understand that, yeah, it is a back-to-back, but even if LeBron didn't play, it wouldn't matter. I still would think it should be a pick 'em game. And then I'm taking Sacramento plus the 6.5. They're going into Dallas. Dallas has not been able to figure it out, no matter what we say. And Sacramento is still a very good team. They covered last night. They're still playing. And then I'm taking Chicago, a team that's fighting for the play-in against Milwaukee. I'm kind of hoping that Milwaukee just lays over here because Milwaukee's super good. But, I mean, Chicago plus 6.5 just for fighting for the play-in. And then the New York Knicks are playing against the Pacers. Talking about teams that are not playing. The Pacers are not trying to play. They are not trying to win. You can look at their record over the last couple of games. They have stunk, and they're only minus 4. So let's go Knicks.
Okay. Bruce?
Yeah, so the Knicks are locked into the 5 seed. They can no longer advance their position or lose their spot. So obviously they're sitting Jalen Brunson. They have no reason to try, but Tibbs is built different.
He probably will try.
My angle there is Quentin Grimes over 15.5. I really, really love it. I mean, Quickly, you would think, oh, maybe Quickly too. Quickly's over under shot up to 25.5 on the news. That's a lot of points for the young quick man. But Grimes can pick up his share of the load. He'll go over 15.5.
Okay.
And Tony, the only thing as cold as Mitt's heart towards Russell Westbrook is ice. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. I needed it after last night. Tough night. Tough night on the ice.
Happens.
Yeah, you went Sabres outright.
I did. Good on you. Good on you. On your 1.5.
I was always worried about the empty netter.
I wanted that empty netter. I wanted to, chase that feeling. I wanted that.
I did too.
But no. Didn't work out that way. Sorry.
You were sleeping on fucking Lion.
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 Yeah.
Three games tonight.
Three games, two picks.
Three games, two picks.
Six. Nothing in the late slate.
Sorry, so Edmonton and Anaheim, throw them out the window.
Throw them out. I like Edmonton puck line, but it's not.
Who are we going to be talking to on youtube.com/thatshockeytalk?
Tonight will be Rupper, Stanley Cup champion Mike Rupp, myself, Etnik Moroto, and of course Gumps.
The boys tonight,
just the boys ripping it up. Then you know, maybe we'll get Linda on later.
Let's rip it up, boys.
We chat with AQ, we check in with Barry, see if they've let him out of the closet yet. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay,
Barry.
All right, so Lightning, it's good time. Lightning are at the Rags. Rags are short favorites at home.
Are we winning tonight?
They are so short that I will not make the call.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
This is a big game.
All rise for the coin.
That was pretty good harmony right there.
Well, sometimes you have to respect the coin when you say that the coin doesn't show up for work for a long time. You do respect the coin, so you give it the respect that the coin deserves, and the coin will pick tonight between Lightning and the Rangers.
Hey, that was a new coin call?
Yeah, it was no longer a disrespectful coin call. It was here's a new shot. It was a call that the coin deserves.
Is the coin hot right now?
It was kind of, and I found my motivation from Ace Ventura. All righty then.
How are you not falling asleep in here? It's real hot.
It's real hot.
It's hotter back here.
It's real hot.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the thermostat.
Speaking of real hot, I do believe the coin has been real hot.
That's why it got the respect it deserves.
Tampa will be heads. The Rangers will be tails. Okay,
go Bolts.
Lightning rags.
Tails, go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Bruins stink.
I lied, actually. It was the Rangers, right? Tampa will be heads. Rangers will be. So it's the Rangers. Sorry.
Hey, you got it. All right.
Whoa.
What the
fuck? He subliminally put
the fuck is going on?
He put the go bolts in my head.
He said,
Thrags. Yeah, the coin is no, the bolts, dude.
The coin is spoken.
I said, Tampa will be heads, Rangers will be tails. It was tails.
The Rangers.
Okay.
In,
oh, no.
In MSG. Whoa.
I don't like it. What's I don't like it.
I didn't like it either. Foxy started yelling, go Bolts. And go Bolts
I don't
got
like it.
Wow. Whoa. Gumpy doesn't like it. Pack,
I don't like it.
Pack, who's your favorite hockey team?
Bruins, you said.
Don't forget YouTube.com tonight. That's awesome.
Go
Pax, don't forget
the
to watch.
Rags go or the fucking
boat. It's the Rags.
Go boat.
Do we ever go to the unprecedented reflip?
Nick, we can't reflip.
The fuck is going on?
What the fuck?
Yeah, can you reflip the coin?
You gotta reflip the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a good
coin. Oh, no. A reflip.
So what was it? Bruce it was the Rangers.
It better be fucking Bolts.
This is fucked up.
All right, here we go again, I guess.
What? Oh,
no. Dude.
I can't hear you. I have fucking headphones in.
But wait, what else?
The new coin call potentially fucked it all up.
Tony, please.
What? We're already rise for the coin.
Hold on. If it's for Bolts, it's 1-1. You flip it a third.
Yes. Right. Flip the coin.
Tampa will be heads. Rangers will be tails.
Go Bolts.
This is your fault again.
It's heads.
Okay, get it a third time.
Flip again.
Go.
Rubber flip.
Tiebreaker.
Again.
Tampa will be heads. Rangers will be tails. Heads. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts. Yeah.
Go Bolts. All's well that ends well.
I don't give me. You fucking the fucking goon squad over here yelling.
Vegas
go Bolts, go Bolts.
What I do want to say is that it doesn't even matter. Why are we even playing these hockey games? Doesn't even matter. The fucking Golden Knights are the hottest team in the
guys,
NHL.
You fucking
folks.
Lost.
Okay, Jackie Aces cannot be stopped.
No, you fucking lost last night.
Aces is back. He's all the way back. Logie Thompson looks unbelievable
you guys
in between.
Suck. The
best team in the league right now.
Okay.
Are the Pens going to make the playoffs?
It's not looking good, Tony.
Oh, boy. Oh, we suck, huh?
Look, enjoy the golf course. No,
I would like to tell the tale of what just happened out there.
What happened?
As soon as we get outside, me and Pac-Man are walking past through the Thunderbolt court. He goes, is that a hockey team? I was like, yes, that whole thing was about a hockey game. Yeah.
Very important one.
He goes, go Bolts. I thought the Chargers were doing that.
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts. Go Bolts. Everyone out there is saying the coin's dead.
Yeah, well, you would think it might be.
See if it is tonight. Just want to throw that out there. Big game for the coin tonight.
Yeah.
We're going
for history, Mom. Good thing the best team always wins the cup, because that's never.
Whew, man. Hey, say what you want about the coin. It always answers the bell. What
that
the
was fuck? Your fault.
No, the coin actually doesn't always
answer. Actually, it was Foxy's fault. It's Foxy's fault. We all agree it was Foxy's fault?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much always say the visiting team is heads and the home team is tails.
Are we sure that... Do we even know what happened?
I would have just, no, you can't.
Oh, I definitely could have just let it go.
I don't think you could have because you would have got called out after.
It's not the first time it's happened. Tony's done it multiple times in the past.
And you did it. What if
there's
Dave's,
a while there, Tony.
What if Dave's is there tonight? Dave's got nothing going on.
Well, if Dave's is there, that's a different story.
Dave's might be there.
But in the other game, I'm taking Winnipeg. Jets at home. Calgary's playing back-to-back. Backstrom's Markstrom, their goalie, Jake Markstrom. He's playing back-to-back. I don't like it. You don't play back-to-back in the modern NHL. You don't do it. It's uncalled for.
Yeah, Otter did it on the weekend. They got smacked.
Exactly.
What about Wedgewall?
Go Jets, go Bolts.
Wedgewall wasn't back from fucking injury yet. Jesus, Tony.
Good luck.
Fuck, God bless Christ.
Cares. Yeah, Jesus sucks.
Fuck, Coin's got no shot tonight. The game might end in a tie somehow.
I just put a 5-star on the Rangers.
Wow. That's fucked up.
That's wow. So fucked up. Dude. I can't believe that you just did that.
What the fuck is like, going on?
Killing the coin is one thing, but then just like doing that, I mean, betting against the coin.
I just put a 4-unit bet on the Rangers. It can't, what happened just can't happen.
Can't happen in a democratic society.
What happened?
I don't know what's worse.
Go Bolts win. Nothing matters. We're fine.
No, go fucking Bolts. I stand with the fucking coin and the integrity of the
coin. Not the coin picked.
It was the right side.
God damn it. What is this?
Bolts was the right side.
What are we doing?
Gumpy, who are you picking? Fucking footy, dude.
There's nothing, dude.
Yeah,
there's
he already told tomorrow. You there's nothing tomorrow. There's
fucking nothing tomorrow.
How's man?
I thought he said, yeah, full slate tomorrow, but Man U and Spurs are up.
Oh, fucking. Yeah, Man U's up 1-0. Newcastle's up 3-1.
What's going on in your stupid Rangers game? Talking to you, Bruce.
Texas.
They won.
Nice. The Buccas. Black close out.
Blackson just gave up a 2-run ball.
Yeah, that is what I was looking at.
Probably the same time as the fucking coin turned its fucking back.
We gotta get out of here before anything else bad happens.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.